This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Tomorrow morning, the Labor Department will tell us how many jobs were created last month and what the new unemployment rate is. And this morning, we've got a sneak peek of sorts. The number of planned layoffs at U.S. companies dropped last month to the lowest level in almost 2 years. That's according to the job placement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas. And we are joined live from Washington this morning by CEO John Challenger. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, John, tell us more about what the report says this morning.
Well, these layoffs were down 12% from where they were last month and down 37% from a year ago the same month. We've had a very slow summer for layoffs. Companies seem to be holding on to their people.
And are there sectors that are doing particularly well or not so well?
Well, the sectors that saw the heaviest cuts this month were in telecom. The computer industry leads the way for the year. We've seen some big layoffs of traditional companies there. Healthcare, energy, those are areas that continue to do well as restaurants and hospitality for job hiring.
And would you say this is a good report or a bad? What does it say about the job picture in general?
Well, it's a positive report, but the problem is we're not seeing the kind of job creation we need to drive unemployment down. We're expecting somewhere around 125 to 30,000 tomorrow, and we need about 200,000 to really begin to see much better news on that front.
Do you think the unemployment rate's going to drop tomorrow?
It may drop a little bit, but I think it's going to stay right where it's at. Companies are stuck in the mud. They're not letting people go. If you have a job, you're pretty safe. But they're also not going out and creating new jobs and investing in new businesses, which is the key to the real dropping of this unemployment rate over the next year.
John Challenger, CEO of Challenger Gray and Christmas, thanks so much.
Thank you.